There was a poor man lived in Somersetshire, who by his loving wife had 5 children dear. And though every day he did work and take pains, yet so great was his charge and so little his gains, that he scarce could get bread for to feed them withal, when they did to their father for nourishment call. All kind of provision was raised in a trice, being forced and compelled to give double the price for our bread, corn, and likewise all manner of food, from which consideration we may conclude that it must be a sorrow and grief to the poor who receive for their work not one penny more. The rich at a plentiful table do feed, while the poor they are ready to perish for need, as by woeful experience we well understand, for there is many good families now in this land that can hardly bear up, let them do what they can. Aye, and such was the case of this poor honest man. His wife, she fell sick and did languishing lie. At the end of full 17 weeks she did die, in which time he could ne'er pay the landlord his rent, who did threaten him daily that he should be sent to a prison where he should forever remain, for without rent he ne'er would release him again. He cried, "Be not so cruel, pray, landlord, forbear. You shall not lose one penny, I'll work and take care, for to pay you next harvest." Yet this was in vain. Having buried his wife and returning again, he arrested this poor man and sent him to jail, for he had not a friend that would stand for his bail. The cries of the infants did ring in his ears, and in sorrow they paid him a sad tribute of tears. Yet this cruel oppressor no pity would show, but to prison the poor man was forced to go, while his poor little infants did weep and bewail. Their dear mother was dead and their father in jail. There was a poor widow that lived in the town, who did readily proffer to part with a crown towards raising a sum the said landlord to pay. Her example was followed by others the next day, so they quickly released their poor neighbor from thrall, having somewhat to feed his poor children withal. About 5 weeks after this action was done, he had an one loving cousin, a dear sister's son, who did die without issue and made him his heir, horse and man being sent for to find him out there, for to take possession of 200 a year, which does lie in the middle of fair Dorsetshire. Soon after he was in possession of all, he returned to the town for his friends he did call, who had hope him from prison requiting his love. But the poor honest widow he honored above all the rest of his good benefactors and friends, for he took her to wife for to make her amends. Some blamed him for making that widow his wife, but he assured, saying, "She saved my life, Had it not been for her, I in jail might have died. She's deserving and worthy to be my sweet bride. I shall always remember her love and goodwill, and while life does remain, I will honor her still. This cruel oppressor, which was so unkind, he began to be vexed and mad in his mind. He that had been his honest mean tenant before was at the last head landlord of his and much more. For the cruelty he acted when as his wife died, he was fearful he would prove a thorn in his side. Whose sorrow was ever more sharp and severe, yet he now has no less than 200 a year. Thus we see how good Providence still does take care of the poor and the needy, then who shall despair? Let us trust in God's mercies, though never so poor. It is he that in love can replenish our store.